KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Overnight, torrential downpours have wreaked havoc in KZN. A woman and a man have lost their lives in Kwamakuta, south of Durban. They were buried in a mudslide that swept into their home this morning. Emergency services say the structural collapse happened in the early hours due to the heavy downpours. Officials, including the eThekwini Fire Department, are there. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson.
Just believe that a family were staying in this house, a mother, father and some children. And obviously everyone tried to escape this. And I just believe that at this stage that the kids managed to escape and they are about to start trying to dig away with a grader, as you can hear in the background, to try and gain access to where these people may be trapped. We are waiting for, I believe, more resources to come through, as well as heavy duty equipment.
He says the children managed to make their way to a neighbor's home. Jameson says another person's been trapped in their home in Adams. That's about 9 kilometers away.
We don't even have visual access. Obviously, we'll know more once we dig down into the actual incident, the mud and the force breaking into the concrete and burying one person. But they're also starting to prepare to try and dig and excavate what's the sand and rubble and try and find the missing person as well.
On to some other news. The Durban High Court has sentenced two men to life behind bars for murder and attempted murder. Sinathemba Mshali and Siam Tanda Gumere were found guilty of killing a security guard when they tried to rob a liquor store in Mayville 4 years ago. Piwai Nkosi Dladla was shot. A fellow employee was wounded. Mshali was also struck, fled the scene and was picked up at a hospital. Gumere was caught a week later. KZN NPA spokesperson Natasha Kara says they used video evidence to link the pair to the crimes.
Mshali was sentenced to an additional 11 years imprisonment for the firearm-related offences. Since the sentences were ordered to run concurrently, they will effectively serve a term of life imprisonment each. The NPA commends the work done by the prosecution and the other stakeholders in securing this conviction. We hope that sentences of this nature will deter like-minded individuals.
And the G20 foreign ministers' meeting kicks off in Gauteng this afternoon. President Cyril Ramaphosa is set to deliver the opening address before more than 30 foreign ministers will hold discussions on key global challenges over the next 2 days. The U.S. isn't there. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is skipping the talks after calling into question South Africa's land reform policies. South Africa assumed the presidency of the G20 in December. Sherpa Ambassador Rolisa Mabongo has outlined disaster resilience, debt sustainability and the Just Energy Transition Program as some of their responsibilities.
South Africa seeks during its presidency to also undertake a review of the cost of capital. Why is it that developing countries struggle and have to pay higher when they borrow to finance their debt and other challenges than other countries? We also seek to work on a broadened compact with Africa, which is co-chaired by South Africa and Germany.
A recap of our top story this hour. A woman and a man have lost their lives in Kwamakuta, south of Durban. They were buried in a mudslide that swept into their home this morning after last night's torrential downpours. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.
She should be saying, "You with the Newswatch team, I am Natara Nadesan, and it's my birthday." That's how she should be signing.